This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. How can I maintain a happy marital life? This is a question on many folks' mind. Certified financial advisor Byron Moore explains how communication might be your key to maintain a healthy and successful marriage on this week's Wisdom on Wealth.
I recently read a book about air safety that reminded me of marriage and money. See if you agree. In his book Outliers, Malcolm Gladwell describes a problem Korean Air had with an excessive number of fatal crashes in the 1980s and 90s. During that period, their loss rate was 17 times higher than their American counterparts. By 1999, Gladwell reports, Delta Airlines and Air France suspended their flying partnership with Korean Air over that issue alone. An extensive investigation showed that at least one of the problems was the pattern of communication between the pilot and the co-pilot and their crew. Trained by their Korean culture to display by American standards an excessive amount of deference to their superiors, co-pilots were reluctant to speak up when their captains were making a mistake, even a fatal mistake. Gladwell describes a series of communication styles used between superiors and subordinates in various cultures. From the most dominating to the most subordinate, there was the command, do it. The statement of obligation, we need to do it. The suggestion, let's do it. The question, should we do it? The preference, I'd like to do it. And the hint, I read a book the other day that somebody did it. Newsflash, husbands and wives often have very different communication styles. My observation is that some people are born feather people, and other people are born two-before people. As the name implies, it takes very little force to get through to a feather person, but they can also be highly sensitive and require a very gentle touch. A two-before person, on the other hand, is the exact opposite. Communication with them requires directness and sufficient force to get through. Like a two-before whack right between the eyes, if your spouse happens to be a two-before person, he or she needs very direct communication that says exactly what you're thinking and why. Avoid being critical, but ask good questions. Tell him or her what's worrying you, and tell him or her that you're depending on them for full cooperation. If that doesn't work and you find yourself stuck, then I suggest you engage the services of a marriage counselor. Marriage counseling can be a wonderful investment for any couple. My own experience is that the male of our species is often reluctant to engage in marital counseling. We feel it's an unofficial admission of failure on our part. That's not true, but many can feel that way. So, wives, if he gives you a lot of back talk on going to marital counseling, wait for the recording of this segment to be posted online, fast forward to this place in the program, and press play. And here I'll have a special message just for him. Well, Korean Air certainly turned itself around by completely revamping the way its pilots and co-pilots communicated. It is back on the SkyTeam Alliance with Delta and has a spotless record since 1999. Turnarounds and transformations are possible. Maybe the key for your marriage is communication. Offering you Wisdom on Wealth, I'm Byron Moore.